Most of the U.S. Midwest will experience a short-term break in precipitation today, but more rain will likely develop tomorrow and continue into the heart of the weekend. The precipitation recently has been greatest from South Dakota into the lower Ohio River Basin area, and this will continue to be the area that will have the greatest amount of moisture in the soil for a while, and the delays in farming activity will be greatest in this particular region. We will look for the short-term break in the precipitation to be most significant this afternoon and on into the day tomorrow, but it will start to rain again as we move into the day on Saturday. Most of the precipitation, though, will not begin until sometime Saturday morning, with the start likely to be in southwest and south-central sections of Illinois initially and southwestern Indiana as we get shortly after dawn. The precipitation will then expand all the way through the heart of the eastern Midwest as we go through the afternoon Saturday and ending from northwest to southeast on Sunday. The precipitation totals with this new round are not likely to be all that impressive. We'll look for moisture totals running mostly from around 0.3 inch to 1 inch. There'll be some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches in a few spots, mostly from southeastern Missouri into southwestern Indiana. There will be some heavier rain further to the west in portions of Nebraska and extreme southern South Dakota, and those areas could see 1 to 3 inch rains. There will be some areas in Iowa that will also get some 1 to 2 inch amounts. This is going to be the last in the current series of storm systems to impact the Midwest, and rainfall will abate from the region as we get to the latter part of the weekend, and then we'll likely see several days of good drying to occur across the region. The temperatures will be quite cool for a number of days coming up, but warming will take place during the middle and latter parts of next week. The next opportunity for precipitation in the Midwest after Sunday morning is, will probably occur as we get into the second half of next week. A weak cool front will drop down across parts of the Midwest at that time, and we'll likely see some light rainfall and a few thunderstorms evolving. Most of the precipitation is going to be focused on the region from Nebraska and parts of Kansas into Ohio. This region will probably end up with a fair amount of rain once again as we go into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. As I mentioned before, the temperatures across the region are expected to be rather chilly for a while, or cooling down as the case may be. We'll expect to see the high temperatures across the Midwest to contrast rather sharply today, with readings in the north likely to be confined to the 40s and 50s, while temperatures in the lower Midwest, the Ohio River Basin in particular, will still be in the 60s and 70s. Tomorrow and on Saturday, we'll see temperatures gradually cool so that most of the Midwest will experience highs running in the upper 50s and 60s. Some 70-degree temperatures may occur still near the Ohio River, but those will abate as we get into Sunday. And then we'll turn around and start warming temperatures back up again, and much of the Midwest will experience temperatures getting back into the 60s and 70s during the early to middle part of next week. Our lowest temperatures at night will slip into the 30s and 40s quite often in northern and western parts of the Corn Belt. Some freezes may occur up in the far north, but not in the heart of the production region, and we'll look for lows in the southern parts of the area to run 40s and 50s. The coolest weather will likely occur over the weekend into Monday, and then we'll start warming up once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.